Don't care what you say, what you do, how you feel.
Hey guys, so my next guest is my girl Yaya.
Hi,
your name,
guys.
Instagram, a little bit about you.
Okay, so my name is Yeshaya Zane. I go by Yaya Pretty. I am a New York City published model. I'm also a mom, and I'm also a modelpreneur. I have my own business called Pretty Puss Cosmetics.
Yes, girl. I love that. So, can you tell us how you began in the modeling industry?
Where did I begin?
Yeah, so where did you begin in the modeling industry?
So, I started off as, I'll say, a preteen. When I was 13, I had my first runway show.
How was that?
It was amazing. I got to walk in my dress that was custom made for prom.
Mm-hmm.
I actually did it with this lady who made dresses. So she let us pick dresses. It was just amazing. Like, I even remember the song I walked to Neo, Miss Independent. So
she remembered the whole thing,
y'all. The whole thing. It's like, no, this is my life, you know? After, because I am a mom of two, I did put my modeling to the side.
Understandable.
To feed my kids and, so I put it to the side. But when I started my business, Pretty Puss, I'm like, you know what? I'm just going to be the face of my own brand.
Yeah.
And then for me being the face of my brand, to me just be saying, hold on, brand, and just becoming a full-time model.
Yeah.
So.
It all worked out, right?
The universe.
So, you give me a lot of confidence, right? There are a lot of young girls out there that struggle with that. So, what can you tell, young girls out there that have self-confidence issues?
Well, I'm not going to lie. Like, growing up, I had very self-confident issues due to society.
Yeah.
You know, making me feel like I'm not wanted or I'm not needed or I'm not beautiful because of how I look, you know? I had to really look in a mirror one day and really realize they don't make me, you know, I make me, you know. So my advice that I do give to girls is believe in yourself. Like, you know who you are. You know your power. Use it.
Yeah.
You know, put your foot down. Ground yourself. You know, this is your world, not theirs. You know, so my advice is you are who you are. Go for it.
Yeah.
You know.
That's good. So with My Modeling Pro, you've worked with them before.
Yes.
How was that experience?
Well, they was actually the first agency I worked with coming back.
Okay.
When I started my Pretty Puss. You know,
that's
a
good thing.
Yes, I did shoots with them because, you know, my Pretty Puss, I do scrubs, lingerie and stuff. So I did a shoot because, remember, I was the face of Pretty Puss.
Yeah.
And it gave me so much confidence. And it reminded me, like, this was your dream.
Yeah.
You know, what are you doing?
Yeah, because sometimes we stray from that, right?
Yeah, forget. You stray from it because of the things you deal with in life. You know, we are all humans and we all deal with things. But when I came back, it was like, this is what you're supposed to be. This is what you're supposed to be doing, you know? So Modeling Pro definitely gave me that boost again.
Right.
You know, to why are you not modeling? Why are you not doing this, you know? So I really enjoyed the agency.
Wait. How rude, la la la. We forgot to show your real, girl. So let's show your real. What kind of impact would you want to have in the industry and to young girls out there that's looking up to you?
Wow. So I want to be, you know how a lot of people say they want to be rich and famous. I just want to be wealthy and influenced. You know, I want to influence all the girls, whether they look like me or they don't. You know, I have two daughters, and that's one of my things is to empower them. So my influence in the industry, I want them to be able to be themselves. Like, I'm myself wherever I go. I know it might be a lot of energy at some times, but this is me, you know?
Yeah.
And I want other girls to be themselves.
Yeah.
It's nothing like being you. Nobody can be you. You know, you are you. You know, God put you here to be you and show it, you know? As well as you can do whatever you put your mind to. You know, growing up, I was always told, oh, you need to have a plan B, because what if your plan A doesn't work? And my modeling became a plan B.
Yeah.
And it should have been my plan A.
Yeah.
So if your plan A is to be a model, go for it. If your plan A is to be a singer, go for it. If your plan A is to break dance, go for it. Whatever your plan A is, go for it. Because nobody can stop you.
Okay, Yaya. So how has working with different agency, different brands, how has that affected your energy, you know, propelled you up, propelled you forward?
Every agency is not the same. So you're going to get some that you feel inspired. You're going to get some that you may feel like, you know, they're not really working with you. But whichever it is, I always take it, whether it's negative or positive, and make it into something, a learning experience.
Yes.
You know, because that's what we're doing. You know, we're in the aspect of always learning. I'm always a student. So whether it's negative, whether I get negative, I always make it positive. And if it's positive, I make it extra positive. You
right.
know? Because, like I keep saying, I'm the not the reason, but I'm the one who's going to make my dreams come true.
Yes.
You know, sometimes it is us who kind of push ourselves back. You know, we have to, like my modeling pro. When I first started, you know, I was a little very nervous and stuff like that. But by the time we did our fifth, sixth shoot, I was like, okay, yes, I'm ready. I know what to do. You know,
yeah.
they learn you. They also teach you. They inspire you. Modeling Pro is like one of the best agencies, one of my favorite agencies.
I agree. Top
tier.
What is your most memorable experience that you can say that you've experienced with modeling?
Oh, my goodness. Well, I was published. This year with
okay, congratulations.
You,
period.
You.
You're welcome.
It was for Edith Magazine.
Okay.
We did the shoot. I did not know it was gonna be published. You know, I did not know it was gonna be published. The shoot was amazing. It was with two of my other agency sisters. And you know, one day I was having a really bad day. And my photographer, Brent, he called me and was like, "You don't see the messages?" I was like, "What do you mean?" And he's like, "You're published." And I was like, "I am?"
Yeah.
And when I looked at it, I was like, OMG.
How did that make you feel? Like,
all that bad energy that went away.
Right.
I was like, you see, the universe trying to tell me, girl, what you upset about?
Right.
You know? So that was the most memorable experience. That was my first time being published. And it was all from my modeling pro. You understand?
Speaking of bad energy, right?
Yeah.
We have our days where we're not up to par, right? How do you, you know, get over that? How do you, especially when you have like a shoot or you got to go into, you know, your job and put on a happy face?
Right.
Like, how do you prepare yourself for that?
So I have like a little routine, a little ritual.
Okay.
Like I get up in the morning, you know, after I drop my daughter off to school, I come in and, you know, I put on my soul music, my spiritual music. My Oshun sisters, they start playing. I light my incense. I burn my sage. I do my morning prayer. I stay positive. I do my affirmations, because what you set out for today will be your day.
Yeah.
You know, if you're sitting there and you're thinking of negative thoughts and, oh my God, it's not going to work, and your day is already done.
Yeah,
you might as well go to bed and wake up tomorrow. You know, I get up and I set these things so I can be positive,
yeah.
You know, during my day, because it's a lot of negativity out here. So we got to make sure we real right.
Yes.
You know? So that's my little ritual. I do my dancing, because that's the way I meditate. I meditate through dancing. And I just get in the feels. I get the feelings. Once I, you know, put on my crystals, it's time to go. Walk out the door and set the day.
Right. So for girls that never modeled before, have no idea what to even look for, what can you tell those girls, like, how it is, like, a typical day?
The model life is fun. It's very fun.
It is very fun.
But it's crazy, okay? Especially if, you know, I have had days when I have a shoot at 10 a.m., then I have another shoot at 12, then I have to be at an even networking even at 3, and then I have a video shoot that night at 8. You know, it's like boom, 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 boom. But it's fun, especially when it's a passion.
Yeah.
Something you love to do.
Yeah, it don't feel like work.
Yes, at all. At all. It don't feel like work. You get the
goosebumps.
The goosebumps, the vibrations. When you're in it, you're in it, you know? And even if you don't, you know, you don't ever second guess yourself, but even if you do, go to that mirror and look at yourself and talk to yourself. Trust me, you will get your answers.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Okay. So, Yaya, what are some key things that you believe agencies look for in a model?
Oh, key things. I don't like key things, because they put models that's over 5'5", 5'6".
But it's like broadening up.
It is. Slowly.
Yeah,
but
and you can be that.
I will be the first super petite supermodel.
Put that out
okay?
there in the universe.
We are manifesting that. Like I said, in the industry, it's a lot of dark, it's a lot of negative. You know, a lot of people are not what they say they are or who they say they are, you know? So as long as you, your mindset is strong when you come into
that foundation.
Right? Yes, you have to have a strong mindset. Like, you don't want nobody to play with you. You don't want nobody to take advantage of you. Like, you really have to put your foot down and know what you want. Because once you know what you want, it's already yours. You just got to get it.
Okay, so for girls that are nervous to do, like, risky photo shoots with lingerie, you've done those before,
yes,
right?
Yes, I have a business, a lingerie line.
What can you say to those girls that, you know, want to do it, but it's like,
Do your research. Research. You know, do your research with the photographer.
Mm-hmm.
You know, look over your contract, your agreement. Make sure everything is real right. If you really deep in it, you got a lawyer, let them read those over too. If you got a management team, you know, have them look into it too. Don't just go out with, like, your head is chopped off, you know? Like I keep saying, you do not want to be played in this industry.
Yeah.
So, and nervousness, it's just an emotion. Fear is just an emotion. You feel it and then you release it. You let it go. Don't let it stop you.
Right. So,
they
cover that. Yeah, like I was just about to say, speaking of lawyers, My Marlin Pro, they definitely have lawyers who do all of that for you. They look over your contract, they make sure everything is straight, everything is good, so you don't have to worry. You know what I'm trying to say? So, that's a good thing that
they
say My Marlin Pro has.
Like, My Marlin Pro is like a family.
Yeah.
You know, we're all growing together. So
yeah.
I just love it.
And they look out for you, so.
Yeah, that's pretty.
Okay, so how do you handle criticism? Because there are a lot of girls that let, you know, the no's and the yay says really, really affect them. So how do you stay strong through that?
Well, the way I handle criticism is, I actually love criticism.
That's good.
It's kind of the battery in my back.
Yes.
It's like, you know, you're telling me that? Okay, so let me show you this.
Yes.
You know, like, it motivates me to be better and greater than what I was doing or what I thought was good already. You know, whether it's good criticism or bad criticism, I take it as a student and I learn from it.
Humble.
I'm not going to beat myself up. I'm not going to sit in a corner and cry. I'm going to take the criticism and I'm going to apply it, you know, to my next project. Okay, this person said this, so let me try something different,
right.
You know, but I will never allow it to break me.
Yeah.
And I don't think no other girl, woman, male, don't ever allow criticism to break you. It's building you up to be who you are.
And that's a great way to look at it.
You know?
Yeah. Well, thank you so much for coming here. We appreciate you. You're
back.
Beautiful, Miss Queen.
Thank you so much.
Yes,
thank
and
you
let
for
them know.
Me.
You're welcome. Let them know all your social medias, where to look out for you, you know, what's coming.
Yes,
a
couple things is coming up. I have a project with Billboard. I have some upcoming shoots coming up. And I just have a couple of things. Just look at your TV screens.
Period.
Okay. And you guys can find me at I am Yaya Pretty _ as I A M Y A Y A A P R E T T Y _. Okay. I am Yaya Pretty. That's who I am.
Well, thank you so much.
Of course.
Love you.
Thank you.
And I'm Tony. And we will see you guys next time. Make sure you go check out My Marlin Pro.
Don't care what you say, what you do, how you feel, as long as you can show me a good time.